Hi, this is Rhonda. You might be wondering, how do I know if my target audience is narrow enough? Well, it's a great question, and there's a simple answer, actually. Ask yourself, are there many sub-target audiences under this target audience? So, for example, just take women entrepreneurs. That's a popular target audience, and it's also huge. And you could ask yourself, well, what are some of the submarkets under the target audience of service entrepreneurs or under women entrepreneurs? Well, first of all, there's service entrepreneurs, right? There are entrepreneurs who have a brick-and-mortar business. There are consultants, coaches. There are, people who know something. They're a subject matter expert. There are even people like holistic healers. Those are service entrepreneurs. You see how you can get lower than the big, big market of women entrepreneurs. You could go for all service entrepreneurs, certainly, but if you wanted to go narrower, stand out in the crowd, leverage your time and energy, and be able to become well-known fast, think of a smaller market than even service entrepreneurs. Choose a sub-sub market. And the most important thing is, will you stand out in the crowd of other coaches and service providers? You know, the larger market you choose, the less you're going to stand out, the more you're going to have to compete. And if you're just getting started in your business, it may be hard to compete because you don't have the big list or because you just don't have as much time in your business. Narrowing will make it easier for you to become well-known fast and to be the big fish in a small pond instead of a small fish in a big, huge ocean.